Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome, everybody, to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the program. All right, like I mentioned yesterday, I went to see Dinesh D'Souza's new film. It's been out for a while. It's one of the things that I've meant to go see. But I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of times when I want to go see a movie, I don't want to go see something thought-provoking and heavy. I'm going for entertainment. That's why I've seen other films. You go to be entertained. You go to allow your brain to be put into neutral for a while and not have to think. In other words, you're a socialist for a while. You don't have to think.
Stop it.
You're a liberal for
just
a while.
Stop it.
You just absorb what is told you.
Stop it.
And you don't think for yourself.
Uh-huh.
However, yesterday, there was something in me, and I'm not kidding about this at all. I felt something in me that said, you need to see this movie. And I have felt it for a while. So okay.
A Rolaids wouldn't help it?
So I said, okay, let's do this. I am very glad I did. As a matter of fact, I will probably rent this film again when it comes out on DVD and watch it again. It was excellent. It's a little. If you saw the first one, 2016, Obama 2016, if you saw the first one, it was very much done in a documentary style. I enjoyed the first one. I thought it was very well done, and I thought it had a lot of information about Obama that should be out there. This one is a little bit more film-esque. There's a little bit more done with the cinematography, a little bit more done with the music enhancement and the acting and so forth. There's vignettes of American history. I think it was very, very well done. One of the things that if you're a fan of this show and you listen on Fridays, you'll realize that as the credits are rolling, Madison Rising, their version of the Star-Spangled Banner, plays. And their video is aired, a new video clip that they did for the movie. And I'm really glad that those guys got to be a part of the movie. We have talked to the band Madison Rising, and they're a heck of a group of guys. I was very impressed to see that. All right. So the film addresses some of the major complaints against the United States and some of the legitimate complaints, and it's done with respect to those complaints. It is not dismissive. As a matter of fact, D'Souza lists this list. He goes down and itemizes this list of complaints against the United States that some here in the United States have and others around the world may claim. And he says very plainly, he said, listen, these are complaints that are very, very serious, and they cannot be dismissed with chance of USA go America. They have to be delved into, addressed. And if the United States is found guilty of any of these charges, that restitution has to be made. That impressed me quite a bit, because that is a very strong, very bold stance to take. He listed some of the items that America has been accused of, such as when we came to the United States, that the plight of the American Indian was horrific, saying that we drove them from their land. He used the example of the land around Mount Rushmore, saying that there is a group of American Native Americans that feel that that land was taken from them, a violation of a treaty. The land was taken from them. They were herded onto reservations, and the United States never said, hey, you were here first, so how about we make some kind of restitution? That was the first thing. He also addresses the issue of Columbus. You know how on Columbus Day, the debate always shows up. Well, you know, Columbus, he actually enslaved some of the people, and he did this, and he did that. He addresses that, too. He also addresses the claim by some Mexican Americans that are living currently in the Southwest, that Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Much of that land isn't America. That doesn't belong to the United States. That was Mexico. And that the Americans stole that from Mexico in the Mexican War. Well, he addresses that as well. He moves on to modern times and says, okay, what about slavery? What about the claim that America is great because we, you and I, the white man, we rose to power on the backs of slaves? He addresses that. He talks about corporate greed. He talks about many, many, many of the things that you will hear the left rant and rave about as to why this country sucks. You know, however, one of the things he did not do, and that I've always noticed, is that when someone complains about how rotten this country is, it's never followed up with, and here's how we can make it better. Why is that? Why isn't it at any time when a member of the left comes up and says, well, America did this and America is guilty of that. Imperialism. Imperialism was another big one that we stole from Vietnamese, that we stole from the Iraqis, that we stole. That's addressed. But when the left comes out and makes all these claims.
When you say addressed, what do you mean?
I'm going to get to that. Don't worry about it. When these claims are made by the left, where are the solutions? Where are the answers of, okay, this is what we need to do to fix it? Where are those ideas that don't involve the government taking care of everything? So the film starts out, and it's kind of depressing at first because, yeah, you listen to all these claims and you're thinking, well, crap, you know? How do you defend against the first thing that I saw in the list, in the litany of complaints against America, the one that I thought was going to be the real stickler was slavery. How can you in any way defend slavery? He doesn't. Clearly does not. He uses the speeches of Abraham Lincoln. He uses the speeches of Thomas Jefferson. He uses the Declaration of Independence. He uses the Constitution of the United States to make it very clear slavery was abhorrent. But one of the things that absolutely stunned me, that I admit I did not know, and I'm not going to give you the answer to this, I'm simply going to pose the question and rely on you to find the answer. Slavery has always been touted as the white man owning the black man, right? How many black slave owners were there in this country? How many slaves were owned by black plantation owners? Not plantation managers. I'm not talking about the black man that was owned by the white man that was mean to the black slaves. No. I pose to you the question, how many black slave owners, plantation owners were there? How many white Europeans were in slavery at the same time alongside of the African Americans that were, or the Africans that were brought over, the black slaves? Those are some very interesting aspects that history has not taught us, but that is irrefutably true. Let's take our first break. When we come back, well, let's open up the phone lines for a little bit of discussion, shall we? 715-845-2155. We will be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
One of the very important aspects of the film is that he points out a historical account that is extremely popular in academia. It's written by Howard Zinn, Z-I-N-N, People's History of the United States. It is a negative view of the world history, or the United States history. He tries to ratify his worldview and his American view by saying, okay, I'm going to take a view of what happened in American history by the victim's standpoint. And he creates all these, he highlights the negative. And if you read it and you accept it as gospel truth, you're thinking, oh my God, America has just been imperialistic and they've dominated and they've killed and they've raped and they've maimed. But there's some very serious material facts that this historic novel leaves out. One of the things that he brings up is the treatment of the American settlers for the Native Americans. That's still a hot button, of course. And D'Souza brings this up. He talks about the tribe that owned the land around Mount Rushmore. This huge swath of American land. They claimed that their being forced off that land was in violation of a treaty. The United States government did a study and they found out, you know what? You are correct. And the United States government offered in payment for this violation of a century-plus-old treaty well over $1 billion in cash to this tribe. $1 billion plus. Now, some would say, I'm sorry, cash doesn't replace the land. We want the land. And that is exactly what the people said. The Native American nation, the tribe, said, no, we don't want your cash. We want our land back. One little problem with that. You go back and you search a little bit more of the real history, and you find that that tribe wasn't the original inhabitants of that land. Matter of fact, they pushed another Indian tribe out, and that Indian tribe had pushed another Indian tribe out, and that tribe had pushed yet another Indian tribe out. So there is no way to say this land belonged to this specific tribe or that specific tribe, because guess what? They were imperialistic in the fact that they came in and they took from others what they wanted and pushed them out. So that which we are being accused of is actually being performed by the accusers. Howard Zinn's history book leaves that out. He also will highlight the atrocities of American slavery. He talks about how the blacks from Africa were brought here against their will and forced to work for the white slave owners. And therefore, America grew on the back, the blood of slaves. And there is no defense of slavery. There is no defense of slavery. It was an atrocity. However, he leaves out the fact that there were indentured servants that came to this country that worked for 7 years as slaves alongside the blacks and were treated no better. As a matter of fact, often their seven-year tenure of indentured slavery was often extended for the smallest infractions. And he most certainly leaves out the fact that nearly as many black slaves were owned, shut up over there. There were nearly as many black slaves owned by black slave owners in this country. You want to disagree?
Wait a minute.
If you're going to disagree, you find facts. Do not come to me with emotion.
He's got no source for that either.
It's historical fact.
Claim.
It is a historical fact,
It's not
Tom.
An historical fact.
Disagree with it all. I'm going to turn you off because I'm not going to have this bull crap. I am sick and tired of the negativity of America. Face it.
For you to defend this stuff and for you to say that...
Goodbye. I'm not having it. Go away. Leave. Just get the hell out. I'm not going to put up with it. I am sick and tired of the negativity of this country. I am sick and tired of the left damning our country. And I will not put up with it. I will not put up with it. You don't like it? Leave. Goodbye. Because I will not put up with it. I will not put up with it. I am so sick and tired of the socialist, the negative, the liberal, anti-American slant. You don't like it? Pack your crap and get the hell out. I'm done. This country is great. I love this country with everything that is in me. And I'm sick and tired of being in the seat and putting up with it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I am not going to sit idly by and allow those that have no respect for the history of this nation, that have no love for this nation, that have nothing but negative comments, and do not want the success of this nation. I'm not going to sit idly by and do this anymore. I will not. I will take up my standard and I will fight for this country. Okay? I can't go into the army and fight the foreign battles, and I can't fight the foreign enemy. But God bless America, I can sure as hell do it from this microphone, and I can fight the enemy from within. If you don't like it, then don't listen. Because I will defend this country. I will fight for this country with everything I have. Everything I have. If that means my career, so be it. I can't imagine going down in flames for a more honorable cause than this country. This country has helped more people in this world than any other nation combined. This nation is not imperialistic. We have helped people. We have done everything we could to make the world a better place. And those that insist on seeing it as negative and crapping all over the Constitution, I'm done with you. Done. Absolutely ridiculous. I have invited others to go to this film with me, to the previous one, to see it and to engage in a discussion. And you heard what I come up against. It's bullcrap. So join me. Stand with me in defending this country. Stand with me in telling those that want to crap all over it, you're not going to put up with it anymore. There's no reason to. It is time for us to be very strong, very vocal, and not allow it anymore. When we get back, we're going to talk about what is the source of all of this negativity. What is the source of wanting to bring down this nation? Why? Why would anyone focus so radically and hold on to the negative so desperately? Why? We'll talk about that when we get back. 715-845-2155.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.